everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Email questions, if you'd like, to me anytime, anywhere, to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And also, if you haven't, I don't know why you wouldn't, please join the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join the thousands of worldwide moms and dads that follow us and support one another to be the best moms and dads we can be. You can also listen to any of my shows, past, current, present, and future. I'm not quite sure how you can listen to future shows. By joining and following, actually it's not joining, just visiting my website, which is brucesalen.com. I want to welcome my latest new affiliate, as this show is my first broadcast on News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. And I got to say, I am so honored to be on your station here because it is my late father's hometown. I am also very proud because I attended a semester of college right here in Ohio, but I'll save that story for another time because it's a doozy. For those of you new to my show, especially my WHK listeners, let me tell you a little bit about my show and myself. I write a dad's column called A Dad's Point of View, which appears in over 100 newspapers and columns worldwide. When I say columns, I really meant websites. I consider myself a layman expert in that I have lived what I write about. I have lived being married, being divorced, being a single dad, and I don't write about what I haven't done and lived, and I definitely don't preach about it. I don't have any degrees, so I don't write or talk in a holier-than-thou way, unlike many TV or radio show hosts that we all know. I don't listen to what people say and make a judgment about them in 2 minutes. So I tell you what I've learned, the mistakes I've done, and what I've learned from them, and hopefully you can relate, you can laugh, you can cry, and maybe we all can just gain some wisdom from my life experiences. I've been married, I've been divorced, I've been a single dad. I've been through a lot. I've learned a lot. I've learned to laugh, I've learned to cry, and I'm better for all those experiences. My background for 25 years was in show business. I was a producer of television movies primarily. I married late in life. I had my first son 4 days after my 40th birthday, and I got divorced right around my 50th birthday. We will not go beyond that as far as how old I am. Let's just say, like my mother used to say, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 39 now. You can do the math. It doesn't quite add up, but I'll stick with it, and we'll leave it at that. I did leave my showbiz career to become a stay-at-home dad, and it was quite enlightening. I thought, given that I live in Los Angeles, that there would be all sorts of acceptance at that time for a dad that chose to stay at home. But what I actually experienced was quite the opposite. It was really surprising to me. Without fail, every mom I met would ask me the same question. Now, these were moms that chose to stay home or worked and out of the house and stayed home and raised their kids. And these were moms that knew that I was a stay-at-home dad to, at that time, two young boys. And I was getting divorced shortly after this time began. And they would ask me, what do you do all day? Now, can you imagine a mom asking another mom, what do you do all day? That question stunned me. And the dads also asked me the same question, a completely different question. They also knew I was a stay-at-home dad, and my soon-to-be ex-wife, in fact, had abandoned the kids totally. So I was a full-time stay-at-home dad. And yet they would ask the question, when are you going back to work? As if the job of raising my boys was not work. Many of them also knew that my parents at that time were quite ill. I was an only child, and so my job was not only taking care of my boys who were traumatized by the divorce and their mother's absence, but I was taking care of two ailing and quite ill grandparents to my kids, of course, and my own parents. So my job was quite full, but it was quite interesting how the moms and dads looked at it. And that experience informed what became my second career as a writer originally and now a radio show host. I will tell you later more about that journey, but it is important to get to our regular format, which is each week I talk about that week's column. And this week's column, which is called A Dad's Point of View, the column is titled, Do Your Kids Say They're Bored? I sometimes change the titles of my column and vary them because they appear in different forms. But the column title for now will say is, Do Your Kids Say They're Bored? And you can find my columns, as I said, on my website, bruceallen.com, or you can just Google my name or Google A Dad's Point of View, and they'll come up somewhere if they're not in one of your local papers or websites. So do your kids say they're bored? I find it absolutely astonishing that kids today actually can use the B word. It is amazing. I don't know about you, but when I go to bed at night, it is usually with a feeling that I wish I wasn't tired, and I have so much more that I want to do every single day. I feel as if I don't ever finish the long list of things that I may not have actually written down, but I have in my mind that I want to do every day. The world today offers so much in the way of options of things to do, and yet my boys, who are bright and active and busy, will invariably say they're bored. If they have to stay home and they can't go to a friend's house or they don't have some very special thing to do, I'll hear the B word. And I will look at them in astonishment. They have every tech toy available to them. They have computers in their room. They have televisions. They have any number of screens at their disposal, and they're bored. It is truly astonishing to me. Later in the show, I will offer some actionable tips on how we as parents can deal with our kids when they say they're bored. But I still don't understand it. Did you ever say you were bored when you were their age? We had so much less. And I remember, for instance, when I was a child, me and my buddies would take a book and we would take a roller skate and we'd create a game of sitting on that book and roller skate and going down the hill. And that could occupy a whole afternoon. For that matter, we did something really radical. We played outside. Can you imagine playing outside? My mom would say, just be back home in time for dinner. Now, do we do that anymore with our kids? Not very much. I mean, maybe in certain rural areas, we trust our kids to be on their own. But I know in most urban areas, the parents are just all over their kids because of fears, and so they don't allow their kids outside as much. And I think our kids have become couch potatoes in too many ways, and I think that's another reason we have the problem of obesity. But the idea of boredom to me is astonishing, and I think a really big problem. In my column, I try to trace the history, and I don't do it in a scholarly way, but I will trace the history of boredom and the current problem and the technology that has brought it about to MTV. MTV changed the way in which movies and video were displayed. MTV brought about, of course, MTV began, for our kids don't know this, but MTV began as music video. And they created music videos in which there was fast-cutting music videos. And it changed the way in which television and film was done. And all of a sudden, everything was done cut, 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 fast, fast, fast. And that ended up translating to a whole new kind of film and television, which eventually led to reality TV. Of course, that's what MTV is now, all reality TV. And I think VH1 is the only one that does music videos anymore. Plus, there's other outlets for it. But as we are running out of time for our first segment, because my producer Richard Dugan is waving his hand at me frantically, as he often does, because I could talk nonstop, we will come back to this, and our next segment will be the men's room with our regular guest, Wayne Levine. It is time for a break. We will come back to the subject of our teens, our kids, and boredom, because it is a subject that will not go away. It is time for a break, but I hope you will come back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View, with our guest, Wayne Levine, for the men's room. Bruce Allen, Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen.